according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. He spoke to them at length in parables. A sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path. Birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. But when the sun rose, it was scorched, withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples asked, "Why do you speak in parables?" He replied, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but not to them. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what little he has will be taken away. That is why I spoke to them in parables, because they look but do not see, hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'Yet indeed shall they shall indeed hear but not understand, they shall indeed look but not see.' Gross is the heart of this people, who will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be commanded, and I heed them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not, to hear what you hear, but did not." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Peter's Square in Rome can accommodate roughly 500,000 people. But on the Wednesday morning general audience, where there are usually between 50 and 60,000 people, workmen erect these long gray wooden barriers. And what they do is they create a number of aisles through the square so that when the Pope comes out in the Popemobile, he can move closer among the people and more people get an opportunity to be close to him. South American people take a gourd, that big fruit, they cut it in half, and they hollow out one half of it. And then they make a rich tea, and they fill that half of the gourd with the tea, and they put one straw in it. And everyone drinks from the one straw. They pass it around. It's a very communal act, and it's something that they regard as precious and sacred. Last September, while Pope Francis was going through the square, there was a group of South American people who had a gourd filled with the tea. And when his Popemobile approached, one of them held it up, and Pope Francis told the driver to stop, and he reached down and took the gourd and took a sip through the straw. Well, the South Americans went ballistic, and the security people went 10 times more ballistic. After the audience, they sat the Holy Father down and said to him, "You cannot do that. That could have been poisoned. If someone hands you a piece of pizza, you can't eat it. Don't you understand the problem?" He patiently listened to them, and when they were finished, he said to them, "Gentlemen, those people are Argentinians. They're not cardinals." Pope Francis is astutely aware of what's going on in the world around him. He has eyes that see and ears that hear. Why? Because in the midst of his busy, hectic schedule, he takes time every day to pull back, to be still, to be quiet, to pray. I wonder if the same can be said of the rest of us. Never in human history have people lived the tension-filled and hectic lives that we live today. And everywhere around us, we can see the human psyche cracking. Someone gets fired from a job because they're not performing adequately, and rather than accepting the responsibility, they go out and get a gun and come back and murder their fellow employees. Someone doesn't like gay people, so they go into a nightclub in Orlando and just randomly murder everyone in sight. We need to pull back and be still. Ask myself who I am. What am I doing with the limited time I have in this world? How am I treating the people who love me? So that, like Francis, we can have eyes that see and ears that hear. Amen.